right, we'll call the full Ways and Means Committee meeting for Friday, March 21st. So order here. We have an exciting agenda brought to us primarily courtesy of the education sub-chair, with a little comic relief from the chair from general government. Start off with House Bill 2658. So, yes, Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. This is a complicated, simple little technical fix bill. House Bill 2650A engrossed makes technical changes to the statutes covering accrual provisions for school districts and education service districts. The bill changes the current method from a percentage of funding received as a state school fund grant to a per student amount. The bill similarly changes the negative ending balance provisions for districts using the cash basis of accounting. As a result of these technical changes, the bill meets the legislative intent to allow districts to use the accrual and negative balance provisions to offset a $211 million reduction in the 02-03 general fund appropriation for the state school fund. Under current law, collectively, districts are able to offset only $195 million because of the calculation of the accrual or negative balance is based on the amount of state funding received in 02-03. The amount of funding has dropped from what was expected at the time the original accrual statutes were approved by the Legislative Assembly during the 02 special sessions. Also, the technical changes ensure that districts are able to accrue per student amounts equal to the per student reduction in formula revenue that they experienced. The subcommittee adopted the -A2 amendments, which make a technical adjustment needed as a result of conflicting provisions in two bills recently passed by the 72nd Legislative Assembly to implement the latest rebalance plan for 0103. This adjustment ensures the statewide general fund budget is balanced and provides the intended level of funding for the state school fund. The Education Subcommittee recommends the Ways and Means Committee approve House Bill 2658 as amended and move it to the House floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Butler.
I notice this bill has already been worked in another committee, the Revenue Committee, and it has some rather substantial ADMW modifications. Are you prepared to speak to those, Representative Morgan?
Yeah, I could give it a stab, but we might be better off to have Ms. McGlashan come forward from the LFO staff and address the issues.
Ms. McGlashan.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, the bill actually doesn't make any changes in ADMW or how you calculate it. What it does is it takes the calculation of the accrual or the negative balance provision from a percentage of state funding to a per student amount so that it can meet the legislative intent.
Mr. Chair, if I may, that moves to the ESD, $12 weighted per weighted student. How much was that previously before we started using a dollar amount? What was the equivalent percent that worked out? Any modification in the $12 per ADMW?
Mr. Chair and Representative Butler, I don't know what the amount was prior to these technical amendments for ESDs, but for the school district, you'll also notice there's an amount in there for 203 of $309 per student, and before it varied depending on how much state funding a school district got in its basic formula grant. So it could vary from, say, $90 to over $309 per student, which was not the intent of the legislature.
And finally, Mr. Chair, if I may, do we know what difference this will make to the ESDs, each ESD? Is that then, I didn't see that as a published portion of this.
Mr. Chair and Representative Butler, I don't believe that it's going to make any difference in terms of the intent of allowing the ESDs to accrue. In fact, it's going to meet the intent that they accrue the same amount that they experienced as a reduction in their funding per student.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any further discussion or questions? Any objections? If not, pass the order. All right, second issue, grant application, recommending approval, federal grant application to the National Science Foundation. Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. The Education Subcommittee recommends the Joint Committee on Ways and Means approve submission of a grant application by the Department of Education to the National Science Foundation for a one-year, $100,000 grant to conduct educational research. The National Science Foundation has asked the department to conduct research on the attributes of teachers who have received the Presidential Award for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Teaching. The PAEMST program, established in 1983, identifies outstanding K-12 science and math teachers throughout the United States. Currently, Oregon has 80 of these people that have been so honored. The intended outcome is to provide information on the relationship between PAEMST teachers and highly qualified teachers as defined by the No Child Left Behind Act. The research also is expected to provide guidance on the types of professional development that result in highly qualified teachers. The project will include a survey of awareness, or a survey of awardees, applicants who do not win awards, and a control group of teachers. The funds will pay for an outside organization, the Council of Chief State School Officers, to modify one of its existing survey tools, analyze data, and prepare reports to be submitted to the National Science Foundation. The grant funds also provide a stipend to teachers who complete the survey and will support department staff who work on the project. There are no matching fund requirements, nor is there any obligation to continue funding after the grant expires. No new position authority is required. The Education Subcommittee recommends approval.
Any discussion? Just for fun, I guess let's have a motion on this one.
Mr. Chair, so moved.
Thank you. Any objection? So ordered. Representative Butler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The statute directs the PERS board to submit preliminary proposal to the Joint Ways and Means Committee at least 30 days prior to crediting earnings to various accounts and reserves when the Joint Ways and Means is available to take that, or the emergency board in other years. The board anticipates a final decision on the 2002 income crediting will be made at its March 31st meeting of this year. PERS presented the preliminary earnings report to the General Government Subcommittee in February. Market losses to the PERS investment portfolio have been well publicized at its February 11th meeting. The board approved preliminary distributions of minus 8.17% to its Tier 2 regular accounts and minus 21.3% to the variable accounts. By current statute, the Tier 1 regular accounts are entitled to a minimum return of 8%. Since the investment returns are actually negative, the preliminary distribution to Tier 1 accounts is the 8%. Distribution amounts are preliminary. However, it's anticipated that no significance will be made at the board meeting of the 31st for the PERS board. The General Government Subcommittee recommends acknowledgement of that report and the bad news.
Any further discussion? All right. We appreciate the report. I would just point out that we're seeing some great work done by First Committee on the House side and follow-up work by General Government Committee on the Senate side, and hope to resolve some of the bad news in a productive way for everyone here in the state of Oregon, and look forward to further dialogue with the PRS Board. Anything else to come before the order? Adjourn.
Oh, that's fast. Oh.